Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Mattis Ryder, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1508, recorded Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. A wheelie big show.
And now, get ready for Dick.
On today's GizWiz, gadgets that you control with your brain, beautiful puppy dogs, and Segway replacements. All next on the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! I hope that you are ready for the GizWiz. And here he is, the Wiz of Giz himself, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing?
Chad, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
And when I say how are you, I want to know really how are you, because last week...
One second. No. doing great. The nothing has come bad of the life straw so far.
Oh, okay. Drinking out of the river.
Yes. Last week, we drank some water out of the river, used a life straw. Seconds before, we found out that it doesn't filter out viruses. Oops. We found out later after the show it does filter out viruses 98%. So it filters out less, like everything else, it filtered out like 99.999, like to four decimal places percent. It only filtered out 98%. So therefore, they assume that it was written on the Amazon page. I went back and looked that it says it doesn't filter out viruses, but in... Jeff says he found it. He might be lying. He might just be trying to cover, make sure that...
let me ask you this. On the box, was it written in crayon? Filters out.
It was a little suspicious. It wasn't crayon. Yeah, yeah. I think it was Play-Doh. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, the good thing is that you'll, instead of getting 24-hour virus, you'll get 2-hour virus. Mm-hmm. Because it'll filter out the other 98%.
Exactly. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's good. Wonderful. It'll be quick. It'll be quick. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, it'll be quick. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll get 2% of a tapeworm.
That's right. We're doing this on a Wednesday night because you're going... Where are you going again?
Boston. I'm going to Boston, Massachusetts for PAX, Penny Arcade Expo, which is a big video game convention.
Oh, okay.
And you
is this
are going.
A different division of the one that you just went to?
Yeah, they do five throughout the year. They do one in San Antonio. They do another one in Boston. They do one in Seattle. They do one in Australia. And I think there's one more location that's international. I forget.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they're all over.
Go ahead. Yeah, and I am off to Orlando, Florida, just overnight to go to the World Pet Gadget Expo.
This is a perfect expo for you.
Yeah, exactly. I have pets, and hopefully we'll find many pet gadgets.
I agree. Those are my favorite gadgets, because you can spend extra money on them knowing that they're not for you. You're being charitable for the animal that lives in your house. You know, you can.
Right.
Sky's the limit. I mean,
that's right. That is correct.
Paramount.
That is correct.
That's really cool. I kind of wish that I could go to that as well. So, yeah. And then what's funny is right after this, I have to run. I'm right after the show ends, I'm getting my car and going straight to the airport because I got like an overnight flight.
Oh, my word.
Oh,
my. You're doing the red eye?
Yes, okay. I am. Okay. Here's all the PAXes. PAX Prime, East, South. Oh, that's Australia. I was like, Austin? What? And then Dev. Dev is the one that I forgot about.
Okay. Well, that one's probably closer than the others, right?
Yeah. Dev is also in Seattle. The original PAX was in Seattle, Washington. And then it got so big, they decided to do it in other cities.
Okay.
So that Dev is also in Seattle, Washington, and that'll happen in August.
Actually, excellent.
Like a few days before the normal big one. Oh, it's like a special It's two-day packs before the Prime one.
It's a Paxette.
It's Paxette.
It's Pax Junior.
Just for developers. There's been some crazy game news. I'm not going to stay on this too long, but there's been crazy VR, virtual reality game news. Valve has stepped in with partners with HTC with a headset that has like little sensors that use the room to calibrate where your head is pointing. It looks insane, and it looks like there's little cameras pointing all in all directions, like see the whole room, and then as you move your head, it tracks it. It's really interesting, along with a new Source engine, which Source from Valve has been around forever, and games still use it today. It's getting aged, but this new Source engine is going to be free, not to be outdone. Before that, the Unreal engine also went free, and I think Unity said they were going to have a thing, and I never followed up. I never looked at what Unity mentioned. They might also be free now. I forget.
Wow. But yeah, whatever happened to using your nose as an indication of which way you were pointing?
You know, the nose lasers, it looked really promising a few months ago, but now the new camera technology might be less intrusive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm either way. Technology is moving forward, so I'm happy with either. So some crazy video game news this last week.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's move on, I guess.
We're going to wrap up with two things from Toy Fair. Actually, three, but one of them has nothing to do with toys, and it's to my mind very unique. But we're going to start out with: can you move objects with your brain waves? So let's see what that involves.
Still at Toy Fair 2015 at the Uncle Milton booth. And you know, in 2009, I wore a headset like this, and the object was to use brain waves to make this go up. And I remember I was trying, and then the spokesperson said, "Oh, Dick, you really need to have a brain." No, I actually did do that. And now we're here with Ken, who's going to tell us about... Is it still the brainwave? Is it Brainwave 2015?
It is. Brainwaves are still the same, but now we've got the Force Trainer 2, the hologram experience.
The hologram experience. Woo! So explain what it is and how to do it.
So the hologram experience, again, allows you to move objects with the power of your mind. But now you're moving holograms, and holograms that are based on some of the greatest Jedi experiences from Star Wars movies that you've ever seen. So if you can recall, think of Luke Skywalker when he had magically raised the X-Wing fighter out of the Dagobah swamp. Now you can do that using a hologram on this device, and the more that you concentrate, the more that wireless headset will pick up your brainwaves, your alpha and beta brainwaves, and trigger progression in this experience of the Jedi.
Okay.
That looks super slick.
How do we do it? And already I'm nervous.
let me just show you briefly how it looks with Yoda. This is the hologram from Yoda.
What's funny is I was just seeing the really
Yoda
high
is
resolution.
The Jedi Master. He guides you through
but they
the
use
experience.
The hologram effect, which looks really low resolution.
You
from
in
the
this
film.
Scene are recreating the experience where Luke raises the X-Wing out of the Dagobah swamp. So if you look here, there's a small swamp amount, and you see a slight amount of the X-Wing raising out. If you don't concentrate, it will stay as it currently is. But if you do concentrate, the headset will pick up the brainwave activity.
I know, it's going the wrong way.
That brainwave activity will then send a signal via Bluetooth to the device that's powering this unit, projecting a hologram image of that X-Wing fighter that will slowly raise up and come out of the Dagobah swamp.
Oh, you're doing it!
Just like Luke did.
Oh, you're doing it!
It's a three-sided hologram, so it has both a front and a side view.
Now, is it possible I did that, or are we in auto program?
Yes, we are in auto program.
I hate it. Well, that's okay. You know what? So, what does this sell for? And when is it coming out?
It's coming out this fall, in September. It will be selling for about $129 at retail. It actually works with any Android or iOS device that basically projects the hologram image down, and it'll be available at mass retailers and specialty retailers everywhere.
And a little tip. Put it in the demo mode. Your friends are never going to know.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was raising that thing. Oh, well. Dick DeBartolo, Maz Medist writer, and the Gizwiz here at Uncle Milton with the Force Trainer.
And the video
hologram
runs
hologram experience. Look, you can see through my hand.
Woo.
Oh, I guess you can't. You know, Ken just walked out. So there's got to be something so magical under here that they probably don't want anybody to see it. So let's... Wait, Ken! Ken, come back in. So...
Oh, no, what are you doing?
Oh, no, so what are you doing?
iPad. I don't have an iPad, so is this the mini or is this a full size?
This is a full size. This is an iPad. It can also work with any Android or iOS device, really. And
you know, I have the Galaxy S5.
Galaxy's
that doesn't matter that it's small.
Yeah, as long as it's approximately the same screen size within an inch or two tolerance, it should be fine.
And then you download an app, or does it come with software?
Yeah, you download an app. The app is created specifically for this product, and it has a whole range of 10 different training levels of Jedi experiences. And then the beauty of that is as soon as Episode 7 comes out, we can actually bring in new experiences, update the app, and allow you to experience your favorite characters and scenes from Episode 7 as well.
Wow, okay. Hmm. And I'm looking here. I was playing in dummy mode, okay, and I got a minus one. This is really great. Okay, we're going to look around and not get arrested.
That is super duper interesting. I didn't realize that it was, I thought it was a whole set. I didn't realize you had to use an iPad. I'm glad you showed that off.
No, neither did I. Neither did I.
I'm glad you showed that off.
Wait a minute. But you know what? There was another company that made a mind headset thing where you played games with it. And the headset alone was, I think, $120.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it hooks to your earlobe. And then there's another sensor that is up against your forehead. And I think it does work because, as I said, back in 2009, I was actually there with an ABC crew. And the producer said to the cameraman, put the camera on Dick and make sure that the ball's in the scene, and don't stop filming until he gets the ball to the top. What, are you kidding me? Are you? It took probably a minute or so, but I did get it to the top, so they just sped it up. But so I guess if you really concentrate, you do see a reaction. So.
It reminds me of the Nekonami ears, which we reviewed here on Before You Buy, that has a little sensor on the forehead.
Yes.
Yeah, and I own a pair of these. Someone sent them to me, and so I wear them on some of my streams. But yeah, it has the same thing. It connects your earlobe, and then there's a place on your forehead, and it'll you know read.
Do you say ears go back? Or?
No, to be honest, they kind of just do their own thing. They're supposed to, like, show moods. So, like, if you're upset, they'd flatten out. Oh, wow. We have a... Oh, if I concentrate...
Oh, you're doing it.
Oh, man, I'm not good at it.
Whoa.
There we go. Woo.
Good job, Chad.
Wow, that was good. You know, let me see if I... is it from the East Coast, if I can send it back in. Thousands of miles, brainwaves, help me.
Oh my gosh.
I did it.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, Dick. That was demo mode.
Demo mode. Oh, darn it. Sorry.
Everybody's
every
out to
time.
Get me.
Every single time. Gosh.
My life is a demo mode. What can I tell you? Okay.
That's funny. Okay, so let's check out the next game.
Back to Toy Fair. And again, these are theoretically not actually a toy. It's one of my favorite things at Toy Fair. I never, ever leave without stopping by Folkmanis Puppets. So let's take a look.
Dick DeBartolo, Maz Medist writer, and the Gizwiz here at Toy Fair 2015. You know, at Toy Fair, they do not let kids in. Because, I mean, why do kids want to see toys? No.
What they do let in is animals, and they let in some of my favorite animals, the animals from Folk Manus Puppets. And this guy's been around a while. And what's his official name?
Sheepdog.
Sheepdog. But now we're going to meet some of the newest animals on the block.
Meow. Oh. I'm a mountain lion cub, and I am so sweet. Meow.
Oh, my. I'm frightened.
The sea serpent.
Wow. I love puppets.
Beautiful.
I bet.
Do you have any idea puppets. What these sell for?
Oh, sure. This guy is going to sell for about $48, and this one is about $43.
And are they out now?
Yes, they are.
And we're going to meet, two more.
Oh, kitty.
This is our award-winning ragdoll cat.
Ragdoll cat?
Yes.
Have any trouble with fur balls? Yeah. Okay. Oh, there was one more. Oh, wait a minute. And we have... Oh.
Hi. And this is also the award-winning grunting pig.
Oh, it actually grunts. It has like a little toy in it.
Oh, they are really great. And the pig sells for? Any idea what the pig's...
$30.
About $30. $30.
We consider them priceless.
I consider them priceless. They are really great. Folk Manus Puppets, and you can find them, is it folkmanus.com?
Yes, okay.
Folkmanus.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. God, those are so cool.
All right, so we're going to go back and talk with some real people, but these are a lot of fun.
Puppets are great for children because they can sort of disconnect themselves from the puppet. Because it's
yes.
a special character. They can, you know, do all sorts of stuff. It's a great way for their imagination to just run wild or for them to even tell a story or
my goodness. Oh, hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's Nigel.
Hi, Dickie.
Wow, Nigel, you look great. Did you see yourself on the... Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this your first television appearance?
No, I've been on a soap.
You've been on a soap opera? What soap opera?
Dogs of Our Lives.
Dogs of Our Lives.
Dogs of Our Lives, of course. He's a star.
He's a star. And so you must be a union dog. Do you belong to OFTRA? That's an...
Or RUFTRA. Yeah. Which one?
Nigel, thank you. First of all, they are, to my mind, very reasonable. Yeah.
And very friendly, too.
And very friendly.
Yeah,
thank you,
very
Nigel.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
I know specialty puppets or handmade puppets easily go for hundreds of dollars.
Yes, yes.
And for a sub-$50 thing, that's not only just a puppet, but it could easily just be a stuffed animal.
Absolutely.
For a child.
Absolutely. I have one or two of them on shelves here, and they're very well made, and they're very creatively made. They've won many different awards for the puppets. And as you said, it's a great way for kids to be, you know, get outside of themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I was, you know who Hanna-Barbera are?
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
Okay. Hanna-Barbera are, they do cartoons.
Yes.
And they created Yogi
Scooby
Bear.
Yes,
and Yogi Bear.
Right.
And we had them on, it's a TV show you probably don't even know called To Tell the Truth, where three people come out and they lie and lie, four people come out and lie and lie, and one of the four is the real person, and the real person was Bill Hanna. And the people at Goodson Todman said, you know, if we have them send up a Yogi Bear costume, would you go out as Yogi Bear and pick Bill Hanna out of the lineup? And I said, oh, yeah, no, that'd be great. So anyway, I did it, and I was hamming it up. And after the thing, Bill Hanna said, we're opening a new amusement park. Would you like to come down? We'll fly you down. Would you like to be in the opening ceremonies?
And what? Wow!
In dressed as Yogi Bear, Chad, you do. I I walked up to the band playing, and I took the baton out of the band leader's hand.
Of course.
And I led the band, and I got on rides, and I rode with kids.
Cool. It's
great, because no one knows who's in there.
No, no one does, and you can totally get outside of yourself and just have so much. We went at I worked at a summer camp for many years called the Magic Camp, and we taught magic, puppets, and juggling. Oh. And the puppet classes were always so fun. They're always so fun to see so
did
much.
Did you make the puppets, or mm-hmm. were they? Mm-hmm. You
we
actually
do both.
Made.
We wow. would teach. We teach technique. We would make tons of puppets. We, you know, you start off with something simple like just paper plate puppets, you know, sock puppets. But then sometimes we'd have people from Jim Henson come in and, you know, show how they make their puppets. I mean, it was super awesome. Puppets are one of the best things. Oh, you know, we teach marionette puppets. Like there was a whole bunch of different type of puppets that we could get into. It was a 2-week summer camp, so there was a lot that we would get into.
Wow.
And it was one of the main. That's it. The Fantastic Magic
Camp.
Oh,
great.
Some puppet finger puppets.
Yeah.
You know, we'd also we'd give a lot of the children's stuff. So. They would get a free finger puppet and stuff like that.
Wow.
But yeah.
And also, I'm looking in the chat room. If you go to YouTube and type in William Hanna, Hanna, on to tell the truth, 1975, that show is up there. And I assume that I am on that show. I'll go watch it after we tape this.
Oh.
Sup?
There he is.
Oh, there's the real you. Oh, my word. Is there a way to speed through the end? Because that I would be at the... It might be hard to find.
I have found him.
Is that you?
I am.
Oh, that is so funny.
In a brand new park. It's in Richmond, Virginia, and it's called King's Dominion. It's going to be the only bear cave that has hot and cold running geysers.
Well, now, Bill, it's been an honor for us to meet you. Yogi, certainly an honor to meet you, my friend.
Sweet.
Take care, gentlemen, also. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wow. Oh, Brian, that was great that you found that so fast. It's hot in there, those suits.
No joke.
They are
toasty.
That was great.
That is so fantastic.
What a world we live in. That's something that happened in 1975 that I just mentioned in the next.
You can
three
get it on
minutes.
Demand, skip yeah. through it. You don't have to like.
Wait.
What was that?
Somebody.
Oh.
Else is.
Raccoon Rocky the raccoon.
Somebody there. Are you a raccoon? Oh, I guess you're raccoon. Or are you a thief?
Yeah. That's probably the raccoon that. Okay, never mind. Jeff just gave me an evil look. I'm not allowed to make any Kevin Rose jokes.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. All right. So, Folkmonas puppets. Folkmonas puppets. So, our final gadget from Toy Fair has nothing to do with Toy Fair. I missed this. At CES, so I was thrilled to find him at Toy Fair, and the booth was very crazy crowded because the adults were fascinated by the I.O. Hawk.
Ooh.
All right, to end the Gizwiz at Toy Fair, I'm on the I.O. Hawk, and we're going to talk to John, who is the CEO of the company, and if he's not, we just made him the CEO of the company. So that was really a unique experience, being on the I.O. Hawk 1. It's kind of like a Segway without the handle and without a lot of the weight. And, John, we're going to – did you invent it, John?
Yeah.
You did?
I was one of the designers.
And what made you think to do this?
We do everything else more productively and efficiently nowadays with our smartphones and all the technology we have. So why not add some productivity and efficiency in our commute?
You know, hold that up so we can see exactly what we're looking at. So what does this guy weigh?
He only weighs 22 pounds, so it's very portable.
Really light.
Weighs less than a baby stroller. And
right, and the carry weight that can be on it?
It'll hold up to 265 pounds.
And how do you measure how long you can use it, like in distance or or hours? Like, how many hours would the battery run, or minutes?
Actually, it's got a range of 10 to 12 miles. So on a full charge, which takes up to 3 hours, completely charged, you'll be able to go 10 to 12 miles depending on the terrain.
Wow. Dennis, you wanted to shoot this guy riding it over there while we're talking? Okay, very, very good.
Yeah, Dennis is shooting them all the time.
He's is, like, I already
was. What is it retail for?
So the MSRP on it is $1,800. At the Toy Fair, we have a promotional offer since we just launched.
Well, people are going to see this after Toy Fair. So
then, yeah, the MSRP on it is currently $1,799.
Okay, and your website, is this available now?
It is available now. You can go on www.iohawk.com and purchase it there.
And I see it comes in many colors?
Yes. Currently, we have red, white, and black.
Okay. And you I need no license. Yeah. You need nothing to operate.
No.
You should be, I assume, on a flat surface.
Preferably on road, yes. You don't want to go off terrain.
Okay. That is pretty neat. That is the iohawk 1. And as you saw down there, iohawk.com. Dickie Bartolo, Maz Matters, try to end the GizWiz One Take Theater here at Toy Fair. And the great thing about Toy Fair is you find toys and you find a lot of other very techy things. So we're going to keep on looking for more stuff. But no food. There's no food at Toy Fair.
No food.
Bye.
Candy. There's tons of candy. Every booth had a Hershey bars and kisses. And yeah, so this thing is kind of neat. It's kind of expensive, but it runs just like a Segway. You first of all, you need a lot better balance than a Segway. I mean, I rode a Segway once at CES where they had rented a gigantic ballroom and they had 5 Segways in there and you could just run around the perimeter of the ballroom. But you got a sense of how easy it was. You know, you stand on a big platform, you have a big handle to hold on to. This guy is a much smaller platform for you to balance on. It does do the same thing, lean forward, go forward, lean back, go back. But just watching people doing it, obviously the younger kids grasp it pretty quick.
Right.
But there was another reporter there who said it took him 30 minutes before he could, you know, run up the aisle a bit with it and feel safe. The neat thing about it is, if you can afford it, is and you have, this would not be good in New York City where the sidewalks are all broken up.
Right.
But if you are traveling like in a community where all the roads are perfectly smooth, you could ride this to your destination, throw it in, you know, I'm sure they probably make a carry case, or take it up to your office and charge it up again. So I think there's a use for it, but I assume as they sell them, the price would drop somewhat. I mean, if you had a ton of money, would you buy one?
I don't know. I mean, I get around walking just fine.
Okay.
I mean, if I had to do a lot of walking, like I was a security guard or
job.
Like that would be very, very useful. Yeah, I mean,
you know, I think you should tell Leo that they need a security guard.
Yeah. Right outside.
They need
it.
They need an Yes, they need an automated security guard.
That would be very. I mean, that's the cool thing. Is like it's so small. Like the Segway, you're like kind of like half a foot off the ground, and you know, it would be. It's perfect for a mime. I mean, you can just slide around.
Did you say perfect for a mime?
Perfect for a mime. Yeah. You know, you can do that thing where it just looks like you're just floating.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. But that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's really hard to do, but yeah, I mean, like that. It's kind of unnerving to see someone just standing there, just
and
floating around.
Yes.
And like not actually.
You did a good. That was good.
That was band camp practice. You had to be perfect if you were going to do. Marching band.
And where on the Segway you have a whole dashboard and everything. All this has is a little LED battery indicator, which you can, as you're standing, it's kind of between your feet, so you can see just 3 segments to show you how much power is left.
And then there's
like a set of running lights down at the base. so that you can, at night, I guess, it'll light up which way, light up the sidewalk right in front of you or the road right in front of you.
Right. And I also know a lot of people use Segways as mobility replacements if they can't walk very much at all.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's like more of a, like a, I know some people who are, they can stand, but they just can't walk. And if you're on that, I don't know why, but it just feels like not as secure.
But it's not going to be. Yeah.
On the opposite side, it's much easier to just step off. You could step off forward, which you couldn't do on a Segway. That's kind of whenever we teach unicycling, that's the at Magic Camp when we taught unicycling. That was the cool thing about unicycles is it's not like a bicycle where your only exit is to the side where you have to swipe your leg over. A unicycle, you just step off of it and it will you can either step off to the back, step off to the front, and then the unicycle just falls away and you're standing up. And that's kind of what reminds me of the IO Hawk is you just step off and now you're good. So,
It's fascinating the background you have. Like I mentioned, old game shows and old movies, and you know nothing. But when it comes to like knife throwing, fire eating, laying on a bed of nails,
totally. I'm your guy.
Yeah. When I was in knife throwing school,
right. This one time in Indonesia when we almost got caught for drug trafficking.
That's right. I was getting an F, and then I got out my knives, and suddenly it was an A.
Right. Exactly. All about that. Basically, I am a carny. Basically.
Good.
At a young age, I ran away to the circus and lived there for a while, and then I was integrated back into society, and here I am hosting the Gizwiz.
That's great. That's great.
Well,
now we're going on to theme.
Woohoo! Need it, but you might want it at Chad's. Crappy Corner.
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is a big one.
Get it.
Now, this is a very strange. Audience did not vote on this, mm-mm, but the theme for the month is a ripoff.
It is. It is a copyrighted ripoff.
A copyrighted ripoff, but since it's on the same show, it's fine. I have the game called the What the Heck Is It game, and you are doing. Is it right you're doing gadgets all month?
All month that are not obvious just from looking at the gadget what they actually do.
What they are? Okay.
Right.
And so you have a gadget or a picture of a gadget?
I do. So for this month, this has a story. Should I tell the story first? I may say it in the video. I forget. So I may repeat myself here.
Oh, you've got a video.
Yes, I have a video. So, say again? We're just going to play the video. And check out this month's gadget.
Great.
Ready to face
it? Well, you are a fiend for bad water.
Sure, but it's got to be bizarre.
Do you want to be part of it?
Sure.
So, we'll just jump right into it. You cool with that?
I was
drinking water, and this random guy.
What's your name?
Corey.
Walks up to me.
Could you tell me what the heck is this?
It
you
looks get a like hand? A massage.
How would you use it?
Not sure.
Okay, so we're here with Chandel. Now, we're going to ask you a question. What the heck is this gadget?
Interesting. I kind of thought it was like one of those massage-y things, but then I was like, well, why would you have a wheel on that?
This is the name. Now, we're giving you the name. It's called a Solomax.
Okay.
Does that do anything for you?
So this was left.
So we're here with Kate. Thank you so much, Kate.
No, you're welcome.
You have to guess, what is this?
A rollerblade.
Okay. Here, you can hold it and play around with it. We've actually taken it apart. I'll give you a hint. It's not a rollerblade.
Okay. So it was left at the Twit Studios after the New Year's Eve event.
Can you guys guess what this is? If anyone wants to hold it, you can. You could, like, try to use it or something.
My mind is blank. This is...
So I'll give you a hint.
It's a scooter?
It's a scooter, you think?
It's called the cheap
I'll give you a hint. It's called
Hawk.
The Solomax.
Still thinking scooter.
You're not still thinking scooter?
I think you'd use it something like that.
Yeah?
But I don't know what you'd use it for.
Do you want me to try to give you a hint?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. It comes apart like this.
A travel skateboard.
A travel skateboard. For when your normal skateboard's too large, okay?
Is it for painting things.
No, it's not for painting things.
Would it be for, like, helping you walk the dog or something?
That's a good guess. That's a really good guess. So, Greg, we just found him on the street. Okay, what the heck is this?
At first, I thought it might be, like, one of those, like, weird scooter, like, hybrid things, but I honestly have no idea now.
I'll give you a hint. You use it as a line, like, on a line, and you roll down. It's like, have you heard of zip line?
Yes.
This is one, but for a platform.
Oh, I see. So, like, there's an overhang, and you put the wheel here? And then...
Absolutely. I'm not lying to you.
But when did the wheel... How do you hold on to it? And...
I'm kidding.
No?
No, that's not what it is.
That would be very...
It looks like a massage. It does. It looks like one of these.
You got it right. So you have two handles. You grab it kind of like this. See, and you rub your back.
I win a prize.
What?
Good job. High five. Here you go. Thank you so much.
Hold still. I'm going to get you.
Oh. Oh, that is nice. Yeah, oh, that is real. Yeah. Oh, that is great.
Oh, it's a self-back massage.
It is, actually. Would you believe that this is for rubbing your back?
No.
No?
This feels so good. Oh, that feels good.
Is it
like a neural
back massager? Now, put your hand on the other one, and it gives you leverage.
As soon as he said that, I was like, yeah, okay, I get it.
How does it feel?
For how stupid it looks, it actually works pretty good.
So that was left here. One of our handheld camera operators would use it in between recording sessions to rub his back and work kinks out of his back. We don't have it because we've had it for like months, for like two, you know, we just shot this a few weeks ago. Had it for months, and he finally comes back and was like, can I have my back massager back? So we don't like,
oh,
have
nice.
It.
Oh, nice. Nice. Rips it out from under us.
I know. So here it is online for $25. Now, what's interesting...
Oh, wait. Nah, $10 shipping I see there.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So basically $30.
$35,
I guess. Yeah. You can do math better than I can. It comes with a PDF on how to use it. And this PDF is interesting, to say the least. You have assembly instructions, very, very difficult. Here's a diagram of all the places you can massage with it. And okay. They even give you photo evidence down here of the upper back, lower back, neck, shoulders, hip and buttocks, upper legs, feet. Everything is massageable with the Solo Max.
Is the wheel have like little knobs on it or anything, or is it just smooth? Just smooth.
You could take that wheel off of the Solo Max and put it onto a roller blade, and you'd be fine.
Oh wow! Okay.
There's also a scratcher attachment, which we didn't have.
See.
And then you could also flip the wheel around to do the acupuncture ball as well. Right. So that is the Solo Max, $35 online.
Did you try it yourself?
I tried it. It was okay. If you know, I don't.
Not $35.
I wasn't really looking for a single roller blade to roll along my back to make me feel better. But if that was what I wanted, this did it great. This is wonderful.
Okay.
Is that a soaring review of the Solo Max?
Yeah. If you're looking for a weird gadget with a wheel that you can roll across your back, this is the one I recommend.
Yep. Yep. If you want a weird gadget to impress your friends and help you get dates on the street, this is it. Solo Max.
That's it.
So anyway, that is my crappy corner this week. All month, we will be doing gadgets that are weird.
That was weird. I had no idea what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this thing. We won't go out on the street every single week, but we wanted to ship it off with a bang. So, next, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Frogborn.
And our viewer video arrived with this email. I noticed Chad and Dick were talking about mini DVD tapes on a recent show. So I'm sending a video of my gadget warehouse. And it's signed Daniel. And this is Daniel's video of the week.
Hey, Dick and Chad. Daniel here. Love the show. Really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks.
Today I've got a piece of my gadget warehouse, something I've been holding on to. And it's something Chad mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago, which is this.
A mini DV camera.
Samsung mini DV camcorder. I bought this in 2006 for about $200. And I used it mainly to tape my kids as they grew up, you know, out on the swing set, things of that nature. But at the time, I suppose this was a rather nice unit. Some of the features, it has, of course, a LCD display that pops out. Manual buttons on the side for play, pause, fast forward, rewind. Something we would do nowadays on a touchscreen.
Right.
It did have a low light sensor and a microphone in the front. As far as getting the video out, it has two ports, one analog and one digital.
That's
it
good.
Also has a slot for an SD card that you can use to take pictures with.
Oh, pictures.
As far as some of the specs go, the video sensor is a CCD at 680,000 pixels, which translates to less than 1 megapixel for the video sensor in this thing.
Wow.
Pictures, the resolution was 800 by 600.
That's all you need.
Oh, my word.
By today's standards. Tapes.
4x3.
Looks something like this. Little tiny things.
Yeah, that's the mini DV.
60 minutes in standard play mode, 90 minutes in long play mode. And I kind of saw the writing on the wall. These things were headed on their way out. And I wanted to hold on to this for nostalgic purposes. So I picked up an extra pack of tapes, got myself a head cleaner, and excuse me, picked myself up an extra battery. And so I'll be holding on to those. One of the problems I noticed with the tapes was that after you recorded on them about 10 or so times, 10 or 12 times, the first 15 minutes of the tape would start getting real pixelated.
Yeah,
like
real
your
bad.
Dish network, if you know, had rain or snow. It looked a lot like that, and I'm really not sure why that ever happened. I never did figure out how to solve that problem. So in 2010, I picked up a new camcorder, and it's a Sony. Looks something like this. It's actually smaller than the Mini DV, better specs, and this has an 80 gigabyte hard drive in it.
Nice.
Again, I'm going to hold on to this. Nostalgia. I'll put it in my drawer. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And Chad, if you don't want to go with the red mustache, how about the eyebrows, buddy?
Oh.
Talk to you later, guys.
Red eyebrows. I would always
Thank
look surprised,
Daniel.
I feel, if I had red eyebrows.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. And Daniel added a note that he forgot to mention in the video that the new camcorder he bought 4 years later was just $50 more than the mini DVD he bought in 2006. And the specs were light years ahead of the early one. But it is amazing how people like some old gadgets. Like, and I've done this too, where Daniel realized they were phasing it out. So he bought a couple of blank mini DVs and he bought a spare battery, and it's all going to be stored in a drawer.
Yep.
Just because he has a fondness for it.
Yep.
And probably has some old DV tapes that he may want to watch. I assume one day he'll transfer them all on over. But so Daniel's going to get an autographed copy of Mad, 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture. And we're always looking for new videos. So you can be like, our favorites are like Daniel, a piece of crap you have sitting around. You don't know why you can't throw it out, but you can't. So like Daniel, a 2-3 minute tops video, you know, why you bought it, why you sort of want to hang on to it, or you can do my favorite gadget of all time. I invented this, or I bought a piece of crap, if you want to rant about something you bought and hated. Make a video, put it on YouTube, and send us the link, and it goes to GizWiz at twit.tv. GizWiz at twit.tv. 2 to 3 minutes. I think we have 2 videos left, so we would like more. Okay? So get them in here.
Woohoo! And now let's move on to the letter.
Woo-hoo! Oh, the Fancy video.
Fancy.
Our letter, it's a bit on the long side. I'll speed it up. Hey, Dick and OMG Chad. I'm in Southwest Oregon. A recent Gadget Warehouse featured the Grundig shortwave radio. I had the radio. Don't use it much anymore. I now used the internet radio Dick and Leo featured in December 2008. The C Crane Wi-Fi radio that sits on my desk. In January 2014, Leo talked about the Grace Audio internet radio on the Tech Guy show. I have that in my bedroom. I hope to use the Grundig when I visit my wife's relatives in the Philippines. However, their house is 2 blocks from an FM transmitter that bleeds across the shortwave bands. People in the developing countries may not have access to internet radio and still rely on shortwave radio. Information on shortwave AM FM stations are available on the World Radio TV, in the World Radio TV handbook. I've relied on it for many years. Information is at the website, and we're showing you the website. I did finally find it on Amazon. It's $30, but evidently, if you need to know where radio stations are around the world, AM, FM, shortwave, that is a good source book. Thank you guys for an enjoyable hour each week, and as long as you're there, I'll be here. Dennis Poit Sr. So, Dennis, thanks for the info about the book.
Yeah. Everything is still written. It's like whenever I get the phone book at my house, I'm like, why? Why?
Yes,
but,
why?
There's still stuff that you need written down.
Do you still use it?
No. No. I mean,
no.
No. If I want, like, it's so much more convenient for me to talk to my phone and say, Honda dealer. And then it's there, and then I hit a button, and now I'm calling.
Yeah.
Instead of flip.
It's the same in the city. It's such a waste of paper. You'll come home one day, and there are 10 huge Manhattan telephone books in front of the building. And they sit there, and maybe after 2 weeks, one is gone. And then the third week, the garbage man comes by, and they pick up all up.
Yep. Yeah. And they still do it because they want to say, hey, our circulation is 3 yes. million books.
Yes.
Only
yes.
30 of them are ever being used.
Yes, exactly.
But we shipped 3 million of them. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is last episode was the last time that you could get your guess in. So we're going to learn what the heck was it. This is a perfect time.
Yes.
So what the heck was the last what the heck is it?
Oh, well, there's a picture of it in its packaging. Ooh. So Brian, you want to go to Giz? There it is. It was the Paddy Whacker.
What?
The Paddy Whacker was invented by a man. I met the guy years ago at the hardware show. And the Paddy Whacker is a way to drive that wedge between frozen hamburgers.
Is
that the most bizarre thing?
That is the most specific product I have ever seen.
and I'm just looking at, and of course, oh, there you go. There you go.
I mean, I guess if you're in the food industry or someone who serves a lot of hamburgers. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I know. A lot of people thought it was a soldering iron, so we gave a couple people that. Someone said you could break a car window with it. We gave people credit for that. These are winners. Ultimate toothpick for people with large gaps in their teeth, like Alfred E. Newman. But then people are very clever. Is it an exclamation point? If you held it up, it could look like that. a garden hose guard, a crack whack, if you have a small crack and you want to make the small crack bigger. we love people. This is good. The executive backstabber.
The executive backstabber.
Backstabber, yeah.
This is weird that their packaging, if you could cut back to that, their packaging has flames all over it. Wouldn't you think that should be ice?
Oh, that's it. Well, I think what they're saying is that you would be using it out at the barbecue, and you've just taken the hamburgers out of the freezer. That's my guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a barbecue item. That makes sense. It just seems like it made me think you'd smack raw meat. Like, I thought that was salami at first. That somehow...
Oh, it does look like salami.
Fancy.
Wow.
I thought that you would smack the salami and, like, a slice of salami would come flipping out.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
That's what I originally thought once you told me it was a paddy wagon. I had no clue about this one. Yeah. So.
Well, three people knew what it was. But we like the funny answer. Someone said, is it a tool for splitting hairs?
That's good.
Stick it in the end of a watermelon and you'll have watermelon on a stick. Yeah, it's just, it's sort of like, how do people think of these things?
I don't know.
Well, fortunately, they do.
That's great. So there's a new What the Heck Is It?
Head on
over to gizwiz.biz. There's a What the Heck Is It banner. And this has a mustache on it.
Yep.
This is it's obvious. So I'm just going to put my guess
oh,
in.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Right
good.
Now. Yeah. This is a binky, a pacifier for distinguished babies. Distinguished babies. If you want to use
that,
I mean, I guess you can. I guess I said it on the air. You could send that in, because it's what it is. It's the correct answer. Just gave it away. But you yourself can guess. There are 12 Mad magazines for correct answers, but 24, double the Mad magazines, for funny, hilarious, creative, and interesting answers. So submit your answers today. Don't forget to watch us live on Thursday at around 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern, when we're not going to conventions, when everyone's not going on vacation. But we'll be back to our normal time next week. If you don't catch us live, don't worry. You can watch all of the past episodes on demand at twit.tv/gizwiz. And there you can subscribe on iTunes or Zune or wherever. I don't think anyone uses
Zune. But not Mini DVD.
Sorry.
Not Mini DVDs.
Mini DV is too advanced for us. We haven't been able... We haven't been able to figure that out yet. Huh. And that about wraps it up for this week on the Gizwiz. See you next week.
I'll be here.